Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, November the 22nd, 2017. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you continue to do for us. We are so grateful that you make our pathways clear. You show us the way before us, and you have informed us of exactly what will occur. We ask today as we go forward that you would continue to guide us in the path of righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, in our last session, we took a look at the rise of Christianity and in the world and in some countries of the world. We took a look at the rise of Christianity in China, also in Latin America, in India also. And we began to take a look at the rise of Christianity in Russia. Now, let me just pause to say that we are going to put these articles on the website, timewatchministries.com. You go to the Time Watch Daily part of the website, you will click on that, Time Watch Daily, and you will see the articles listed there. But today we continue to take a look at this. Now, for some time now, we have been looking at Russia's involvement in the 2016 election, and we've been looking at Russia's influence politically in the United States. And of course, when you begin to discuss the Russian influence, of course, you must remember Ukraine and, of course, Syria. As a matter of fact, now the United States of America is contemplating coming together with Russia to deal with the situation in Syria again. But we have not really had an opportunity to take a look at what is happening where Russia is concerned religiously. And that is an important issue. As a matter of fact, it is the hidden issue. Today we want to continue to take a look at that in that article that we first mentioned yesterday in Patheos website. That's P-A-T-H-E-O-S. That's the Patheos website. Now this article was published back on December the 21st, 2015. The writer of the article was Stephen Ryan. That's R-Y-A-N, Stephen Ryan. And the topic of the article is the surprising rise of Christianity in Russia. Now, of course, you know that Russia was a communist nation. But now the article says the surprising rise of Christianity in Russia. Let's begin. Last week, Russia jet fighters made international news after barrel rolling an American destroyer as an then menacing a United States reconnaissance plane flying near the Russian border. Top military officials from the United States told reporters that they were highly concerned about the new aggressive behavior coming out of Russia and were wondering out loud if the dangerous encounters were a signal of something bigger on the horizon. Vladimir Putin's actions in Ukraine and Syria catapulted Russia onto the world stage, forcing the United States to rethink its geopolitical strategies, which have been mainly focused on defeating terrorism and bringing stability to the Middle East. It seems to many international observers that Putin is one step ahead of the American administration and are not sure what to make of Vladimir's grand ambitions. However, if one listens closely to Mr. Putin, certain clues reveal themselves, and Mr. Putin's ambitions may have more to do with culture wars than any kind of land grab or empire building. Putin is a true believer, and he sees Western culture as morally weak and godless. This fact actually matters to Mr. Putin, and it is the driving force of his ambitions. And it is importantly his convictions are the anchor of his confidence. And he's not timid about lecturing the United States and the West on the subject of morality. Now notice, this is very interesting. Continuing. With America clearly in mind, Vladimir Putin recently declared, in many countries today, moral and ethical norms are being reconsidered. They're now requiring not only the proper acknowledgement of freedom of conscience, political views, and private life, but also the mandatory acknowledgement of the equality of good and evil. Putin believes in sin
and that morality is not a relative moving target that is determined by the dominant culture of the time. In Putin's world, that is, his Christian world, there are consequences to moral behavior. There is a right and a wrong. American thinker writes, for those of us who grew up in America being told that the godless communist atheists in Russia were our enemies, the idea that America might give up on God and Christianity while Russia embraces religion might once have been difficult to accept. But by 2015, the everyday signs in America show a growing contempt for Christianity under the first president, whose very claims of being a Christian are questionable. The exact opposite trend is happening in Russia and its leaders, a return to Christian roots. Now, of course, it's pretty obvious that Patheos website is taking a conservative Christian view, and they're looking at the American president at the time, Obama, as who claimed to be a Christian, but they're saying here that his claims are questionable. But the author of the article is making the point here that the opposite is happening in Russia, where the Russian leaders are returning to Christian roots. Again, let me say that I'm reading from Patheos website, The Surprising Rise of Christianity in Russia, published December the 21st, 2015, and the writer is Stephen Ryan. Continuing his article, it says this: Putin's words on faith have surprised the world. Media, including conservative religious magazines, find it hard to believe that Russian society is transforming into a Christian nation. Perhaps the great untold story about the crisis in Syria is how American foreign policy actually puts the minority Christians in harm's way. The Catholic Herald writes, there's something especially sinister about the way our governments have followed a Wahhabi-led scheme to overthrow a secular dictatorship, a revolution that would almost certainly endanger Christians in the land of Simpon. The demonized Assad regime has actually been the protector of the Christian minority for decades. The Catholic Herald asks, will Putin's holy war save Syrian Christians? So notice what they're saying here. They're saying that Putin is the one who's going to be saving, quote, saving Syrian Christians, and Assad has been a protector of the Christian minority. Interesting thought, isn't it? Continuing the article. While Russian leaders were attending church services, halfway around the world, Obama regularly struggles to find a church for his family. While religious freedoms are under attack in the USA, Russia is investing $100 million to rebuild churches throughout the country. Money to rebuild these houses of worship is coming from Russian taxpayers. Such a thing is unthinkable in the U.S. Imagine U.S. media reaction if President Obama were to decide to invest $100 million of U.S. taxpayer money in such projects. So the author of the article is saying that while Obama is moving away from the concept of church, et cetera, and the morality of the faith, Russia is moving in the opposite direction, rebuilding churches. Continuing, Russia's turn to Christianity is virtually unknown in the U.S. Many Christian leaders are oblivious to what is happening in Russia. Pastors Pat Robertson and John Hagee still believe Russia is an atheist, communist country. And these prominent end-time Christian pastors are raising money and rattling their sabers to go to war against the godless state. Further, to the surprise of many Americans, particularly evangelical Christians, Vladimir Putin carries a Christian cross with him at all times. Vladimir Putin has frequently praised the Russian Orthodox Church for educating citizens in a spirit of patriotism and love of country, passing on love for spiritual values and history. For his part, Russian Patriarch Kirill said that he hoped that the Lord will help Putin in performing the high task God has given him. Kirill also praised the Prime Minister for the way Putin managed the economic crisis, which has had a greater impact in Russia than elsewhere in the world. Online news magazine Vokative writes, "For all the talk about how Soviet-style repression has returned to Russia under President Vladimir Putin, one thing that's decidedly not a throwback is the role of the Russian Orthodox Church. To the dismay of critics, the Church's power has grown immensely over the past few years as Putin has reached out to Russia's conservative heartland for support. In the Soviet era, publicly saying that you believe in God was a surefire way to ruin your career or, at worst, earn a one-way ticket to the gulag. But today, priests regularly sprinkle Russian space rockets with holy water ahead of liftoff, while the Orthodox Church has even held a religious service in honor of the nation's stockpile of nuclear weapons." Now, I want you to understand that we are going to post this article. It's not that long. It's entitled "The Surprising Rise of Christianity in Russia," and it's on the Patheos website. We're going to put it on our website. All you need to do is click on it. It'll take you directly. You'll be able to read that article there. But notice what the article is saying. Christianity is on the rise in Russia. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why, as we said before, Pope Francis and sees Vladimir Putin as the savior of Christianity in the East. Now, there's another article found in Deseret News. That's spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, Deseret News. Let me spell it again for you, D-E-S-E-R-E-T, News. And this article was published this year, May the 11th, 2017. It was written by Kelsey Dallas, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Dallas, D-A-L-L-A-S. And the topic is, "Russia is much more religious than it was 25 years ago. So why is religious freedom under attack?" Let's read a little bit of that article and see what it says. "Religious freedom is under attack in Russia as government officials, with the support of nearly half of the nation's citizens, protect the Orthodox Church at the expense of minority religious communities, according to recent reports. The country's Supreme Court recently banned the Jehovah's Witnesses by labeling them as an extremist group. Lawmakers also severely limited missionary activities in the last year by criminalizing preaching, praying, and evangelizing outside of registered religious sites. These actions and others led Russia to appear for the first time on the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom's list of countries of particular concern, released at the end of April. The country has been criticized by religious groups, human rights organizations, and world leaders as they search for ways to protect personal faith in that area of the world. A new Pew Research Center report on religious belief and national belonging could aid these efforts. It analyzes citizens' relationship to religion and the prominence of the Russian Orthodox Church, shedding light on possible sources of rising religious tension." Now, let me pause here to say, if you do remember, in a past program, we made the point that there has been a coming back together of the Eastern Orthodox Church, the Russian Orthodox Church, back with the papacy. And so they are now coming together once more. So now you can easily see what this means. It means that Vladimir Putin is protecting the Russian Orthodox Church, which has combined forces with the Catholic Church, with the Vatican. And, of course, that area of the world now has been healed. That deadly wound in the head has been healed, where Russia and the Vatican are again together. Continuing, now, of course, there's got to be more healing to take place, and we will see that as we go forward. Continuing the article, it says, for example, the survey found that 57% of Russians, including around a quarter of the country's Muslims and religiously unaffiliated citizens, say being an Orthodox Christian is very or somewhat important to being truly Russian. Researchers found widespread public interest in protecting and supporting the Russian Church, even when doing so harms non-Orthodox believers. Additionally, many Orthodox Christians throughout Central and Eastern Europe view Russia as a valuable counterbalance to Western influence in the region, Pew reported, that may weaken support for outside efforts to protect religious freedom. Pew's new report shows that 25 years after the fall of the Soviet Union, the Russian population is much more religious than it was under the communist regime, at least according to self-identification. 7 in 10 Russian adults call themselves Orthodox Christians today, compared to 37% in 1991, Pew reported. In-person interviews for the survey were conducted from June 2015 to July 2016. Researchers highlighted the return of religion as a key theme of the survey, while also noting that few self-identified Orthodox Christians actually pray or participate regularly in other religious activities. For example, only 6% of Orthodox Christians in Russia say they attend church weekly. Despite strong identity with Orthodox Christianity, a majority of Russians value religious and cultural diversity over a monoculture. Around 6 in 10 adult citizens say it is better if society consists of people from different nationalities, religions, and cultures, compared to 34% who prefer a much less diverse society. That support for pluralism is tempered, however, by nearly half of Russian adults who say the government should prioritize the Russian Orthodox Church in religious policies. 48% of Russians say the national church should receive financial support from the government. State officials already do this in various ways, according to the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom in the 2017 annual report. Over time, the Russian government has come to treat the Moscow Patriarch as the Russian Orthodox Church as a de facto state church, strongly favoring it in various areas of state sponsorship, including subsidies, the education system, and military chaplaincies. This favoritism has fostered a climate of hostility towards other religions, the commission reported. The commission concluded that the Soviet Union's stance on religion lives on in the way the Russian government treats minority faiths, including Islam, Buddhism, and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Russian government views independent religious activity as a major threat to social and political strategy, an approach inherited from the Soviet period. This attitude is relatively common in former Soviet countries, as the Deseret News reported in December. 8 of the 15 countries are flagged by the Religious Freedom Commission for ongoing violence and troubling religion laws. So I'm sure that you're getting what is happening here. Russia has returned to its Christian viewpoint. However, it is making a determination as to what kind of Christianity it is going to embrace, what kind of Christianity it is going to endorse, and that would be the Eastern Orthodox Church. Now, of course, we have read some articles prior to this that shows that the evangelicals in America are very embracing of what has happened in Russia. Some of the laws that have been passed by Vladimir Putin, signed laws outlawing homosexuality and same-sex marriage, etc., they embrace, the evangelicals in America, truly embrace those moves. And so when you look at what is happening here, it is not just the President of the United States, as we have said before in other programs, who is embracing Vladimir Putin, but rather the evangelical leaders in the United States of America also are embracing the the plans and the work and the morality, the rising morality of Vladimir Putin. Let me read a couple more paragraphs here of this and then take a quick look at one other article. It says here, in Crimea, occupied by Russia since 2014, Russian authorities have co-opted the spiritual life of the Muslim Crimea Tatar minority and arrested or driven into exile its community representatives. And in the Russian-occupied power states of eastern Ukraine, religious freedom is at the whim of armed militias not beholden to any legal authority. Pew survey didn't ask about religious freedom policies, but it explored the status of the Russian Orthodox Church and Russian government in the region. Many people in Orthodox majority countries say Russia has an obligation to protect Orthodox Christianity and to oppose unnecessary interference in their region from Western governments. Today, many Orthodox Christians, and not only Russian Orthodox Christians, express pro-Russian views, Pew Report says, noting that some people in the region observe a conflict between Russian and Western values. So we see it clearly stated here. There are those who believe that the moral values of Russia are higher than the Western values put forward by the same-sex marriage that has become legal in the United States of America, etc., etc. Let's take a really quick look at this. Now, that article that I just read, that will also be posted on the website. Russia is more religious than it was 25 years ago, so why is religious freedom under attack? That will be posted on our website, timewatchministries.com. Go to the Time Watch Daily, click on it, and you will see those articles posted there. Quickly, let me introduce an article that we will probably take a look at in our next session. This one is found in Mother Jones. It was published back in 2014, February the 22nd, 2014. The article is entitled, How U.S. Evangelicals Helped Create Russia's Anti-Gay Movement. How U.S. Evangelicals Helped Create Russia's Anti-Gay Movement. The article was written in Mother Jones magazine by Hannah Levintova, Levintova. Let me just read the first article, and then we will continue it in our next session. It says here, in November 2010, Russia's Sanctity of Motherhood organization kicked off its first ever national conference. The theme, according to its organizers, was urgent, solving the crisis of traditional family values in a modernizing Russia. The day opened with a sextet leading 1,000 swing attendees in a prayer. Some made the sign of the cross. Others bowed or raised their arms to the sky before settling into the plush red and gold seats of the conference hall at Moscow's Christ the Savior Cathedral. Now that's the first paragraph of the article entitled, How U.S. Evangelicals Helped Create Russia's Anti-Gay Movement. We will continue to take a look at this in our next session. One of the reasons why it's so important for us to understand the church element involved here is that a lot of time is spent discussing Russia's political objectives where the United States of America is concerned. Not too much time is spent in discussing what is happening upon the religious access that the evangelicals have had in Russia, and how impressed they are with Vladimir Putin. The president himself embraces Vladimir Putin, but there are others around him. Those who support him here, the evangelicals, the dominionists, the reconstructionists, they also embrace Mr. Putin. This is the beginning of what we have been told will ultimately happen in this world, that the United States of America will cause the entire world to worship the first beast. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to reveal to us day by day the events that are taking place. We ask that you would give us an understanding of exactly where we must stand personally so that we might be saved eternally. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your Daily Briefing, November the 22nd, 2017.